Welcome back to the program, AMPM Sports, ESPN, 1005.com. Thanks for checking out the archived audio page today. Make sure you go follow along on Twitter as well, at AaronESPN1005, at AaronESPN1005 is the way to get a hold of me and to follow along. Keep up to date on everything that's going on here with the program and everything else happening in the world of sports as well. And also yesterday, just a side note very quickly, I fired up the old sports Facebook page once again as well, and you can add me on there to follow along there as well. That is facebook.com/AaronMurett. That's M-E-U-R-E-T-T. There you have it. M-E-U-R-E-T-T. All right, the Packers this offseason, we talked yesterday about some suggestions that were made, some of the big concerns going into this offseason for the Green Bay Packers. Now, Wayne Larrivee had an article today written on the Journal Sentinel's website, jsonline.com, and always appreciate whenever Wayne takes the time to write something. You know, Wayne Larrivee is an extremely busy guy. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but the dude's all over the place. Not only is he the play-by-play man for the Packers, but he also does games on the Big Ten Network. He's announced football games for Westwood One. Used to be the Chicago Bulls play-by-play man as well. Basketball, football. Never heard him do baseball. But always appreciate when he's able to write a blog and take what he says to heart as somebody who's with the team basically every day, and also somebody who you don't get to hear from a whole lot as far as his analysis of the team goes. But he was talking about some of the offseason priorities for the Packers, and again, as we have seen throughout this short offseason, it's all about the defense. No matter who you talk to, and anyone, let me say this to you, ladies and gentlemen, anyone who would suggest that the Packers do anything offensively before they get every single one of their problems shaped up and fixed on defense is out of their mind. The Packers do not have to touch that offense. Lose JerMichael Finley? Okay, fine. You lose him. You have a couple of guys. Bostic is around. You could re-sign Andrew Quarles at a bargain. I don't care about the offense. You have enough playmakers there. Maybe Evan Dietrich Smith is a bit of a priority at center, but the Packers seem pretty confident in their depth at that position. Don't touch the offense. This offseason, 2014, is 100% about what the Packers do on defense. Wayne Larrivee says, on defense, sign Pickett at a reasonable price. And bring back Jolly if he's healthy, because he's still tough against the run and brings an attitude to the front. You know, people talk about JerMichael Finley and his neck injury and whether or not he's ever going to be able to play again and how important it is for the Packers to bring him back. How about this guy with a neck injury? Johnny Jolly. To me, he's just as important, if not more important, than bringing back Finley. Because when Jolly was in there this year, he made a difference, especially early on this season against stopping the run. And also, like Larrivee points out, it's the attitude that he brings. And that's something that, as a general rule, the Packer defense is missing. You always like your defensive players to have some attitude. The Packers have been lacking in that department. The only guy that they've had over the last couple of years, I guess they've had two of them with a big attitude that I can think of. And they're both gone. And they were both middle linebackers. That's Nick Barnett and Desmond Bishop. Both of them had some issues. Both of them had to part ways with the Packers. But basically, that's what you had. And right now, the only guy with any measurable attitude is Jolly. I'd love to see the Packers bring him back. He also says, I'm hoping Dayton Jones becomes a Cullen Jenkins-type player. And as far as linebacker goes, if you're going to play A.J. Hawk, you need a big, faster playmaker next to him. Now, what's the common theme throughout whenever you talk about the Packer defense, what are they truly lacking besides some talent? They're lacking two fundamental things. One, playmakers. That's why Larrivee says, hoping that Dayton Jones becomes a Cullen Jenkins type player. Why? Because he makes plays. Also says, next to Hawk, you need a big, fast playmaker. Playmakers. That's one fundamental that the Packers are missing on that side of the ball. Other thing, attitude. That's basically what everything comes back to. Playmaking and attitude. On the outside, Nick Perry must become Lamar Woodley. In the secondary, Sam Shields, the team's best corner. They need to sign him and get a safety to pair with Morgan Burnett. Here's the thing, and I didn't mention this yesterday when we were talking about the Packers potentially signing a free agent at safety or drafting a safety or two. If you can get somebody who's good, somebody who's a big-time playmaker, you're basically killing two birds with one stone. Morgan Burnett's best year came when he was playing next to a really good safety with Nick Collins. Now suddenly Burnett doesn't have that, and he struggled. So if you get a, I mean, the conclusion that you come to based off of that is that when Burnett has somebody who is a big-time playmaker, a superior defensive back playing next to him, it elevates his play by a large margin. So if you sign a playmaking safety, you're essentially killing two birds with one stone. Number one, you're getting one more guy who makes big plays. Number two, you're by default making Morgan Burnett better. And all of a sudden, you're looking at two good safeties for the Packers instead of zero decent ones. That's how important it is for the Packers to sign somebody back there. Larrivee goes on, says, on offense, there's no guarantee Finley will be cleared medically to play again. Furthermore, if he is cleared, how do you compensate him? The talented tight end has missed 21 games in the past four seasons, including five postseason games. If he were cleared, I would assume someone else would give him more money than the Packers could afford. And that's the thing with Finley. If you're expecting the Packers to go out and sign him if he is medically cleared to come back and play again, don't count on it. Because the money that the Packers have locked up in Aaron Rodgers and in Clay Matthews is not going to allow them to pay for a Finley. And let's be honest here. No matter what the Packers would give him in a big contract, and whatever any other team offers him is going to be too much for what he's worth. Second-year tight end Brandon Bostic, who showed some flashes of greatness, must provide some consistency. Larrivee says, I would sign Dietrich Smith, but wouldn't break the bank for him. James Jones should be high on the Packers' list because he's a reliable target and a great locker room presence. Now, I disagree with the James Jones sentiment. I think the Packers would be just fine without him. Here's the thing about having Aaron Rodgers. He elevates everyone else's play on that offense. You think back when Brett Favre was in the prime of his career, guys like Bill Schrader, Corey Bradford, and even to a pretty large extent, Antonio Freeman. None of those guys were all that good, but Brett Favre made them better. And the same thing goes for some of the guys that the Packers have now. I don't know how good Jared Boykin is, but when you have Rodgers throwing them pinpoint passes, he's pretty good. I wouldn't worry about anything on the Packers as far as their offense goes. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. One final segment. The Milwaukee Brewers, somebody picked them to finish in last place. I'll tell you who it was and why they are totally off base. Coming up next, AM PM Sports, ESPN 1005.com.